Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. School's almost out in West Virginia, and soon kids are going to have plenty of time on their hands to line up along a stream bank and wet a line. You need to make sure that's happening. We'll talk more about taking a kid fishing right after this. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Too many times in our world today, youngsters are sitting at home playing with an iPad and not casting a fishing pole. Mark Scott's a biologist at DNR and says it's up to us to make sure that doesn't happen so much.
It's a different world today. So that's why we have these fishing derbies. Trying to get kids out to show them, you know, the fishing game on the iPad might be fun, but it's not the same as being out there in the real world.
Truthfully, once a kid is bitten by the fishing bug, it'll become a lifelong pursuit, but you need to get them started small.
You know, they're not going to be able to handle what you handle, you know, pressure-wise, trying to catch those bass. You know, they want action, fast action. And if you want to take them somewhere like a pond or a small lake where they catch bluegills, you know, this time of year, the bluegills will be going on the beds before long, and, you know, that's the ideal time. You put something out there with a bobber, and it gives them something to watch, you know, and they see the bobber move, and they get excited, and yeah, it's all about letting them have fun and keep them active.
A worm on a hook with a sinker and, as he said, a bobber is all it takes. And as for gear, you don't need to invest a ton of cash.
Yeah, you can go buy one of these little Zipco 202 outfits or, you know, what I think we all learned on the Zipco 33. They're a little more expensive, a little bit more durable. But, you know, even you can take the kid out in the backyard and let him learn to cast. You know, kids like anything with action like that. You know, teach them how to push the button and when to let it go. And, then when they go to the pond, you know, kids are pretty independent anymore. They like to do it themselves. So, you know, the more they can do by themselves, the more it means to them, I think.
Just remember, when you take the kids fishing, it's about them having fun. And that doesn't necessarily mean a big stringer of fish.
My dad and mom take us up on the Greenbrier River. And, you know, we'd fish a little bit. And then we'd go in shallows and play while they fished. And, you know, we'd catch crawdads and chase minnows and skip rocks, whatever. You know, they didn't. The trip was more about us having fun than it was people catching fish. So, yeah, don't put any pressure on your kids that they have to catch a fish. It should be a fun outing regardless.
And don't get too worried if they do want to do things like that. It's all part of the experience.
Yeah, you learn a lot about the ecology of stuff and the different critters are out there. Yeah, sometimes you catch bait.
Well, we all need to learn to get every child involved in the outdoors because they're the future of what we all love, because they're the future licensed buyers and decision makers on conservation. Take a kid fishing somewhere in West Virginia this weekend. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.